Welcome to WYSO's presentation of Mad River Theater Works' original production, Everybody's Hero, the Jackie Robinson Story. Mad River Theater Works generously donated this performance to WYSO, offered as a thank you to WYSO volunteers at our annual Volunteer Recognition Dinner on February 19, 2014, at the Glen Helen Building in Yellow Springs, Ohio. This recording captured Mad River Theater Works' final offering of this piece at the end of its 10-year run on stages nationwide. It was recorded, mixed, and mastered by our friend Tim Berger of Exceptional Sounds and edited by me, Nikki Dakota. Before we begin, it bears noting that there were plenty of good athletes in the Negro Leagues, some maybe even better than Jackie. But when Branch Rickey decided to add a black player to the Brooklyn Dodgers, he knew that individual had to be special. He had to be strong enough to stand up to the teammates who would abuse him, and the pitchers who would throw at him, and the fans who would send him death threats. He had to be able to turn the other cheek, to show that he was bigger than all that. He had to prove that he could be everybody's hero. This play, with music by Mad River Theater Works, shows the events that shaped Jackie Robinson's character, his struggle to gain acceptance, and the tremendous obstacles he overcame on his way to changing the face of our nation. In honor of opening day 2014, WYSO is proud to present Everybody's Hero, the Jackie Robinson Story.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Everything all right?
Yeah, you know.
It's feeling all right.
Listen to that, will ya? It's the sound of the city. Now some people call it noise, but it's always been a comfort to me. It takes me back to where it all started, right here on Pepper Street, in my hometown of Pasadena, California. It was my whole world when I was a kid. Of course I had dreams.
Of course you did. You were Robinson after all.
I'd watch my brother Matt play in the Olympics, and that's when I knew I could do whatever I put my mind to. And I did too. Everywhere I go, people ask,
what was it that meant the most, Jackie?
Was it being named the first ever most valuable player?
Was it winning the World Series?
Was it being the first African-American ever in the Hall of Fame?
Now, of course, all that was important. But when it comes down to it, it was something so small, most people don't even know what happened. And that's what my story is all about. The little moments that when you put them all together makes something beautiful. Not that it was ever easy. I had my hard times along the way. And they all started right here on Pepper Street, too, before I was even 18 years old. Ah! What was that?
Hey, boy! Over here!
Now, what'd you do that for?
No reason, except on account of how ugly you are.
You better watch what you say.
What you gonna do about it, huh?
Yeah, you better run, white boy.
What do you think you're doing?
Mac?
I can't believe it.
Did you see that?
Of course.
That rock was the size of a baseball. Somebody ought to go teach that boy a lesson.
Hey. But that's not your job.
He hit me first.
Well, you better get used to it.
Let me go.
That little piece of trash ain't worth going to jail for.
I got a lump the size of a goose egg.
Well, that ain't nothing compared to what I'm gonna do to you if you don't settle down.
You don't know what it's like.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that I don't know what it's like? You see this broom? How to knock you upside your head.
For what?
Well, somebody's got to knock some sense into you. This is becoming a regular thing.
It is not.
Or you just got picked up for trying to swim at the reservoir.
They won't let us swim at the city pool.
Yeah, and this ain't the first time you tried to beat up on a white kid either.
What do you expect? They're calling me names.
You got an excuse for everything, don't you? That's not gonna cut it, because you're a Robinson and everything you do reflects back on us. You know, what would Mama say if she knew
you ain't gonna tell Mama, are you?
I don't know. I ain't decided yet.
Come on, Mac. Please don't tell Mama.
You've been getting away with an awful lot here lately because you're some hotshot ball player. But one of these days your luck is gonna run out and you're gonna find yourself in jail or worse. And won't be no hiding that.
I won't let that happen.
Oh, that's easy to say.
I mean it.
Well, you better. Because I can't keep my eye on you all the time. Now I got to get back to work.
Mac.
What? Well, come on, spit it out.
It's your job.
What about it?
You're famous.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
No, really. You went to the Olympics. You set a world record. And the best job you can get is sweeping the streets.
Yes, sweeping the streets and looking out for you. That's two jobs. You remember when we caught the bus down to the Coliseum to see the runners at the 32 games?
How could I forget? Standing on your shoulders, peeking over the back wall?
Yeah, you made a great announcer, just like on the radio.
I'm sorry you didn't get to see it.
Well, it wasn't your fault they wouldn't let us in.
No, it was your idea. If I'd just been a little bit taller, I could have given you a turn.
Hey, that's what big brothers are for. See, what I'm trying to say is I was there for you then, and I'm here for you now. And I'm counting on you to be better than me.
There ain't no way.
Oh, don't feel sorry for me. I've got my medal, and I made my mark. But somebody's got to stay here with Mama and hold the beans, and that's me.
You sure?
Many have traveled here before. Two by two and four by four, four.
The way things are going, there'll be many more. 'Cause we're raised up by the family.
Family, lift me up,
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 lift me up.
Raised up by the family.
Family,
lift me up.
Since we rise,
lift me up.
Whoa, we're tied,
lift me up.
Into the light,
raised up by the family.
Help me, love me, show me the way.
Let me to church, teach me to pray.
God, my feet most every day.
We're raised up by the family.
Food in my mouth, clothes on my back.
Keep me moving on the right track.
I'd be nothing without them, that's a fact.
We're raised up by the family.
Family,
lift me up.
Oh. Lift me up.
Oh. Lift me up.
Oh. Lift me up. Oh.
Lift me up.
Hey. Oh. Lift me up. Oh.
Raised up by the family.
Family,
lift me up.
Oh. Set me right.
Oh. Lift me up.
Oh. Reaching down to give me a hand.
Together we'll make it to the promised land.
Helping one another will make us stand.
Raised up by the family.
Every day I do my part.
Keep this love burning in my heart.
Brothers and sisters make us start.
Raised up by the family.
Family,
lift me up.
Lift me up.
Lift me up.
Lift me up.
Lift me
up.
Raised up by the family.
Family,
lift me up.
Got a big game tomorrow.
All right, I'll see you later, Mac.
Jackie Robinson was born in Georgia on a cold winter's day in January 1919, but he didn't stay there long.
His father was a sharecropper.
Trying to raise a family on $3 a week was next to impossible.
When his luck ran out, so did he.
All alone with five young kids, Jack's mama, Mally, moved Jackie and the rest of the family to Pasadena, California, when Jack was only 2 years old.
Mally Robinson taught her children to be tough as nails, and they learned their lesson well.
Jack followed in his brother's footsteps. He went to Pasadena Junior College and went on to UCLA. And when the war started, Jack joined the Army.
The Army was still segregated back then, but I got together with the brown bomber, Joe Lewis, and we shook things up.
Right up until the time when they tried to run him out of the service.
Hey, boy.
Excuse me, ma'am, are you speaking to me?
Are you deaf or just dumb?
The name is Lieutenant Robinson.
Captain Baird will see you now. You just make sure you're sobered up by the time you get in there, boy.
I don't need to sober up.
Robinson?
And quit calling me boy.
At ease. You wish to make a statement?
Yes, sir.
That's fine. Mrs. Wilson here is our stenographer. You just go ahead and tell us what happened.
I was coming back from the hospital off base. I boarded the bus and sat about 3 or 4 seats from the front.
This is Texas. Now, you ought to know that coloreds have to sit in the back of the bus.
Captain, this woman is a civilian.
You let me run things, Robinson. Go on.
The driver told me to move to the back of the bus.
And you got uppity.
If you'd let me finish.
Don't waste my time. Get to the point.
The driver called the military police, and I informed them that the Army has outlawed segregation.
Oh, you can't trust him, sir.
I can't make a statement if she keeps interrupting
me. Settle down, Robinson.
Not until she leaves.
Oh, all right, I'll go.
Mrs. Wilson.
No, I do not need to make excuses to the likes of him.
This is a serious matter, Robinson. You've been charged with willful disobedience of a lawful command, speaking in an insolent manner, and using vulgar language in the presence of ladies.
I am innocent of these charges. I did refuse to get off of the bus, but I did not disobey any command or use bad language in front of ladies.
Military police say you resisted arrest.
They had no grounds to arrest me, sir. The Army has outlawed segregation on all buses.
Then what did you do?
I regret to say that I used disrespectful language when called a name that is unbecoming in my rank and disrespectful to my race.
I didn't see that in the official statements. Is that what happened?
Yes, sir. It is. Some people believe that words matter not, but you own what you say, and words are all that you've got to say any name, and say it in vain turns the gift of language to a present profane. Whoa, whoa, words are a lie. You feel it when they bite you, and the hurting just don't go away. It comes tearing at my heart as if it had a right to. Oh, there's some words that you just shouldn't say.
Don't say.
There's nothing in this life but anger, toil, and strife. You must be more than just a man to get on. It takes an iron will to go slogging up that hill and not feel somehow put upon. And just when I guess I'll make it through all that mess, some Jasper needs to lighten his load. Spills a nasty little word that cannot be endured and dumps it right here in my road. Words are alive. You feel it when they bite you, and the hurting just don't go away. It comes tearing at my heart as if it had a right to. Oh, there's some words that you just shouldn't say.
Don't say.
So when your temperature starts rising, don't be compromising yourself with such slander or slang. Remember, words are alive. You feel it when they bite you. They mean more than just a dang, ding, dang.
Ding, dang.
I left that office a free man. But that was the end of my military career.
Jack never did go overseas.
They finally let him go on a medical discharge, and after a long winter with nothing to do, an old Army buddy hooked him up with the Kansas City Monarchs.
Best black ball club in the country.
It was the spring of 1945.
You Robinson, ain't ya?
Yes, I was looking for Mr. Baird.
You pulling my leg.
No, he told me that.
He's the owner, Rube. He ain't here.
But I got this
Buck
letter.
Told me to come down here and check you out. You got a problem with that?
No, sir.
And don't be calling me sir. The name's Newt.
Jack.
Let's see what you got. So, where you from?
California, originally. I went to UCLA. You may have heard of me. I was an All-American.
Ah, college boy, huh? Well, that won't make no difference around here. You're going to follow the same rules as everybody else. Now, there'll be no shooting craps on the bus, no drinking before the game, no knives, no guns, or fighting of any kind.
What kind of team is this?
Hey, the Kansas City Monarchs are the best in the Negro Leagues, and we're going to stay that way. Now, you do as you're told, and you'll be just fine. So what position do you play?
Shortstop, I guess.
You mean you don't know?
That's what I played in college.
Take one on the right and give me a hard crossover throw to the left. You're going to have to work on that arm.
I sure hope I can make the team.
Well, if you're here, you're already on the team. Now get your stuff. We got a game in 2 hours.
Newt Allen might not have thought much of Jack's arm, but by the middle of the season, he was starting at shortstop. He was batting a team high of .345, and he was stealing more bases than the rest of the fellas put together. But it wasn't long until the all-night bus rides and cheap hotels started to take their toll.
Whew. Come on, fellas.
Where are we?
We're at a gas station.
What time is it?
It's about 3:30.
How much longer we got to go?
All night, most likely.
My legs ache.
Fill her up.
Oh, yeah, the tank's in the back on the right.
Yeah.
Y'all got a restroom?
No, sorry.
But that sign over there says you do.
It's out of order.
Oh, I see. So now you got one? It's just not working?
Look, I don't want any trouble.
Jack, the man say he ain't got no restroom. Why don't you go in the bushes round the back?
No. If we can't use the restroom, then we're not buying any gas.
But we just about on empty.
With this big old bus, we probably the best customer they had all night. Now, we got the money right here.
Let me go call the boss.
What's the matter with you? You trying to get us beat up or what?
Why shouldn't they have to treat us just like everybody else?
We were colored the last time I checked.
We're in the North now, man. This is the land of opportunity.
Quit messing
around. I mean it. If they don't want our business, then we'll just keep going until we find someone who does.
Well, the world ain't gonna change just because you want it to.
Boss says you can use the restroom.
See what I tell you. Now you coming or not?
It was the dog days of August later that same year. A fellow by the name of Branch Rickey had taken over the Brooklyn Dodgers. And word was, he was going to start a new Negro team in Brooklyn called the Brown Bombers.
Rickey was a former Methodist preacher who never really left the pulpit.
Now, Ricky's men had been hanging around the Monarchs for months, so there was no surprise when Ricky's top scout, Clyde Sukeforth, took Jack off to Brooklyn to meet the man himself.
Are you ready, Jack?
I don't know. If this is just some publicity stunt to keep the politicians happy, I don't want any part of it.
All I know is the old man has revolutionized a lot of things, and I'm hoping this could be something along those lines.
So you think he's all right?
You need to forget what you heard about Mr. Rickey. You want him to judge you for who you are, and you owe him the same. Good luck, Jack.
Gentlemen, sorry to keep you waiting.
Jack, this is Mr. Branch Rickey.
Oh, I've heard an awful lot about you, Robinson.
I've heard a lot about you too, sir.
Not all bad, though.
No, sir.
How was your trip down to New York?
It was fun.
Jack's having a great season with the Monarchs.
Well, batting .345, highest on the team.
And you look real good in the Negro League All-Star game.
Right, well, let's get down to business, shall we, Jack?
Why don't you have a seat?
Take a seat. First thing I need to know is, what kind of contract do you have with Kansas City?
We don't have contracts.
Well, do you have any kind of agreement?
Written or oral.
About how long you play with them?
No, sir. I just work from payday to payday.
I see. Well, do you know why I brought you down here, Jack?
I heard something about y'all trying to start up a color team to play at Ebbets Field.
No, that's not it. I brought you here to play for the Dodger organization.
Just like that?
I want to win pennants. I need ball players. Now, here's what I have in mind. We'll start you off with Montreal. That's our top farm club. Of course, you're going to have to try out and make the team just like any other rookie.
I understand.
Then, depending on how you do with Montreal, we'll bring you right back down here for a shot with the Dodgers. I'm sure that all sounds just fine.
Yes, sir.
But do you really know what you're up against?
I know it won't be easy.
Try this on for size. Take a knee. Let's pretend you're on deck. You're in the middle of a big game. Fans been yelling at you all afternoon. Then finally, somebody hauls off and throws something at you. Hits you right in the back of the head.
What are you going to do?
Mr. Rickey, Do you want a ball player that's afraid to fight back?
Jackie, I'm looking for a ball player with guts enough not to fight back. You're going to have to do this thing by hitting singles and doubles, scooping up ground balls and stealing bases, nothing else.
You mean I just have to take it?
Let's pretend that you just sat down with the rest of the team in the restaurant of a fine hotel. I'm the waiter who's come to take your order.
What am I supposed to do?
Tell him what you want.
All right, I'll have the...
I'm sorry, we don't serve your kind here. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
What are you going to say? You got to eat.
What are you waiting for?
Maybe you don't understand.
Understand?
I'm with the team. And
of course we understand.
You're a watermelon-sucking, no-good colored boy, and you don't belong here, so clear out right now.
What are you going to do?
Go on, get out.
All right.
Okay. We're in the middle of the World Series. I want to win more than anything. I'm a hothead. I come sliding into you spikes first, but you don't give it any ground. You make your play, and the umpire yells,
"You're out!"
Oh, I flare up. All I see is that face, that black face looking down at me. So I haul off, and I slug you in the cheek.
Mr. Ricky, I got two cheeks.
Oh, Jackie, you and me are going to get along just fine. Listen to me, Jackie, I'm nobody's fool. Here's a little something that I learned in school. There's ways that you can win and you can earn your place and take pride in how you run your race. Choose with care the weapons you wield. Find yourself a level playing field. Learn all the rules and use them to win. I'll tell you how we're going to begin. My friend, with a bat, ball, and a
ball and glove.
With the help of a
make-a-ripper,
with the strength of a good woman's love.
With a bat, ball,
and a glove.
Ball and glove.
Oh, Jackie, so much is going to happen to you. So much. And when it does, you'd be totally within your rights to come out swinging. But I'm afraid I got to ask you not to do that.
I'll try my best.
That's not good enough. If I sign you to a contract, you're going to have to make me a personal promise that you will not fight back for 3 years. You think you can handle that?
Since I was little, love, they said be patient, son. A little every day is how the battle's won. And little by little, how my strength has grown. It's time to reap what has been sown. I'm gonna beat them when they see my name. I say it in fear, cause in every game I'll pick their pockets and steal them blind. And never have to be unkind. I don't mind. With a bat, ball, and a glove.
He led the people through a sea of red. You're gonna be just like old Moses and the Israelites, but you'll be passing through a sea of white.
For every little boy in every little town has been brought up just to be knocked down. Who needs to believe there's a will and a way? Things will get better someday. It's okay. With a
bat,
ball, and a
ball,
and the help of a maker of
love.
Jackie, it's settled then. We'll have a press conference when we sign the contract. Until then, I need you to keep this under your hat. I don't want the other owners stepping in trying to stop us. Of course, you can tell your mom or you can tell your girl, but that's all.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Now, Jack went back to the Monarchs. His teammates had asked him what he'd been up to, but he never let on.
He played out the rest of the season just like nothing had happened. And when the story finally broke at the end of October, it was on the front page of every paper from New York to California. Jack Roosevelt Robinson was joining the Dodger organization. Hey, aren't you Pee-wee Reese?
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know you were back and ask you a few questions.
Sure, I don't mind.
How long have you been out of the Navy?
Just 2 months. I can tell you, it sure feels good to be home.
I bet. Have you been keeping in shape while you were away?
Not as much as I'd like, but by the end of spring training, I should be my old self again.
What about the World Series?
It's only April.
But do you think you can bring another championship to Brooklyn?
Maybe the old gang back from the war in 1946 just might be our year.
And what about this new fellow Robinson?
You mean him?
Excuse me. Welcome to Florida, Jack. I'm Clayton Hughes from the Chicago Defender. How do you like the Sunshine State so far?
Well, I only just got here, but the weather's good, I guess.
You think you can get along with these white boys?
I've been doing it all my life. I don't see why today should be any different.
Well, tell me, what are you going to do if they throw at your head?
Well, I'll duck.
Duck. That's a good one. But what about Brooklyn? Do you hope to be a Dodger someday?
Sure I do, just like all these other players out here.
Oh, so you're after Pee-wee's job.
I didn't say all that.
You're a shortstop, aren't you?
Yeah, but I haven't even made the Montreal team yet.
Oh, well, if you're a shortstop and he's a shortstop, I mean...
Look, that's enough for now. It was real nice to meet you.
Thank you.
You're quite the diplomat.
You're Pee-wee Reese, aren't you?
That's right.
Jack Robinson.
So where you been? We've been working out for the better part of a week.
I had a little trouble getting here.
Talk was. You're so good, you don't need to practice to make the team.
That's not true. I got bumped off my flight in New Orleans.
Hey, it's a long story, I'm sure.
Look, if you'd just let me explain.
I know what you people are like.
And what's that?
Got a job to do here. And that's win ball games. As long as I'm captain of this team, nothing gets in the way of that. I don't know what you think you're doing here. As long as I'm captain of this team, you're not going to stop us from winning games, all right? There's one way to prove yourself, and that's out in the playing field. You got to fight for a spot like everybody else. Got that?
Yeah. I didn't like the way he said it, but Pee-wee was right. I should have made it to spring training on time, just like everybody else. I didn't like starting out from behind, but it made me that much more determined to show them what I could really do. And it wasn't long until I got my chance.
There's no place in the world like home plate. When you're up there with a bat in your hand waiting for that first pitch, the whole universe shrinks down to the size of a ballpark. All eyes are on you. 10,000 dreams are born as that ball flies off the mound. One good hit will turn half of them to dust, while the other half blossom like lilies on a warm summer day. It's a good thing most ball players don't think about it too much. They just get up there and swing.
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo, Pee-wee! Pee-wee, can I bother you for an autograph?
Sure, I don't mind.
I bet you don't recognize this.
It looks like a baseball to me.
No, not just any baseball. This is your grand slam ball. The one you hit against the Giants in 42 that didn't count because of the curfew. Remember that? Remember that?
How do you want me to make it out?
Here you go, my pen. To Loretta.
To Loretta.
That's right. My biggest fan.
My biggest fan.
Yes.
There you go, Loretta. Pleasure to meet you.
Well, thank you.
It's a beautiful day here in the sunny Daytona Beach. The minor league Montreal Royals are facing their big league brothers, the Dodgers. And it ought to be an easy victory for the bums from Brooklyn. Coming up next for the Royals is Jack Roosevelt Robinson, the rookie from Pasadena, California.
Robinson, let's see if you got the stuff.
All right, this guy can't hit. Burn one down the middle.
Robinson adjusts his stance. There's the windup. And the pitch. Oh, high and outside. Strike one.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're going to have to think better than that now.
A record crowd has turned out today to see the first ever professional game played with white and colored players.
Hey, what's the matter? You scared? Get on back in the box.
Robinson takes his time stepping back up to the plate. And the pitcher looks right and left. There's the pitch. Oh, low and away. Strike two.
What's the matter, Robbie? You need glasses.
Robinson was an outstanding athlete in the Negro Leagues, but he has yet to prove himself working for the Dodger organization.
So, Whatever made you think you could be good enough anyway?
The count is 0-2.
All right, you got this rookie where you want him. Now strike him out.
Robinson taps the plate, still looking for his first hit. And there's the windup. And the pitch.
Whoa!
High and inside. Boy, that was a close one. Brushed it right back.
Welcome to the big leagues, Robinson.
Robinson looks a little shaken up as he steps back into the box.
Hey, Robinson, look what I got here. Why, it's one of your relatives. You don't like this game near as much as you do.
It's 1-2. Robinson steps back from the plate. He's giving the pitcher plenty of room. And there's the windup. And the pitch. Oh, and Robinson goes down swinging.
I knew you wouldn't be any good. Why don't you go on back to the Negro Leagues where you belong, Robinson? Loser? Just a loser.
Tough luck there, Jack.
I'll do better next time.
Well, if you don't mind my asking how you're holding up, they're being pretty tough on you out there.
Well, you gotta expect that kind of thing when you're a rookie.
Well, between you and me, I've never seen it so bad.
Look, I don't need anyone feeling sorry for me. I'm lucky to be here.
Well, maybe I can help.
If you're just looking for some story.
No, I already have that. What I want is a hero.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
I don't think so. From what I've seen out there today, you got what it takes.
You must not have been watching right. I struck out 3 times.
Yeah, but you never quit. You kept going no matter what they threw at you. And when you walked off that field, you held up your head and you brushed it off like it was nothing. I don't know too many men who could have done that.
You're very kind.
Listen, I just want you to know that no matter how bad it gets, there's a whole lot more people cheering for you than the other way around.
Jack was glad when spring training was over and he got to leave Florida behind.
By the time he headed up north to New Jersey for their season opener, Jack was hitting his stride.
All right, now, come on,
girl. All right.
There's a man I'm talking about, you ought to know. He can run, he can hit, and he can throw. He brings to the field a style that's rare. It's a code of honor beyond compare. First class all the way, oh, he's dynamite.
You never hear him cuss and you never see him fight.
He's a shy-talking, straight-shooting son of a gun. Tell me what's his name?
Jackie Robinson, he's a gentleman. Gentleman Jackie Robinson, he's a gentleman. Gentleman Jackie Robinson.
After 5 scoreless innings, first baseman Jackie Robinson gets the Royals off to a good start with a hard grounder between short and third.
Hey, pitcher, you better watch me now or I might just steal second.
Oh, Robinson takes a long lead off of first.
Leaning off first, I'm ready to fly. Watching that pitcher out the corner of my eye. He takes a look, his foot slips back.
You better get back to the sack, Jack.
It's too late, it's too late. Oh no, I gotta go.
Caught halfway to second by the pitcher's throw.
Nothing left to do, gotta run it out. Back and forth, hear the people shout.
He's a gentleman.
I'll beat you if I can.
Gentleman Jackie Robinson,
he's a gentleman.
I'll beat you if I can.
Gentleman Jackie Robinson.
Oh, tag him, you bums. Don't you let him flip mine.
Hey, you got him where you want him, Jack.
His teammates cry.
Then I'm running and they're tossing and they're running me round, round and round. That little piece of ground.
It's a pickle like a pickle that'll pickle your mind.
There ain't never been a runner that can run the baseline.
Great gosh almighty, oh, how he can run.
Just as quick as you can say.
Jack Robinson.
He's a gentleman.
I'll beat you if I can.
Gentleman Jackie Robinson.
He's a gentleman.
I'll beat you if I can.
Gentleman Jackie Robinson.
Holy cow, I've never seen anything like it. The crowd is on their feet.
Now just when you think you got it for sure, he makes a little move just as heaven is pure.
Like a rolling thunderbolt right under your glove.
He's safe at second.
Tell me, who do you love?
He's a gentleman.
I'll beat you if I can.
Gentleman Jackie Robinson.
He's a gentleman.
I'll beat you if I can.
Gentleman Jackie Robinson. Gentleman Jackie Robinson.
Now Jack finished the day with two singles, a home run, and three trips across the plate. He was on top of the world. But a road trip to Baltimore the next week quickly brought him back down to earth. You all right there, Jack?
That son of a... He hit me on purpose.
Of course he did, haven't you heard? The manager of the Yankees say he'll buy a new suit of clothes for any pitcher who can knock you down.
Well, I showed him when I stole home.
And that's telling
him. Wait a minute. You're not going to put that in the paper, are you?
Well, why not? It can't get any worse than it already is.
I promised Mr. Ricky I wasn't going to fight back.
Not on the field.
Not anywhere. You just tell them I was happy to help the team.
Well, what's wrong with saying how you really feel?
I can't.
Listen, Jack. Now, I know how bullheaded you are, but you got to be yourself. You can't keep taking this kind of abuse day after day and keep it all bottled up inside. You got to let it out sooner or later, or it's going to kill you.
I can't worry about that now.
Well, in spite of everything, Jack had a great season with the Royals. He led the minor leagues in hitting and was near perfect at second base. The Royals won the Little World Series, and by the time spring training rolled around in April of 1947... there was only one way for things to go.
All right, Farilla, warming up. Higby, looking pretty good. Walker, you've seen better.
Hey, all right, Captain. How's that arm of yours?
Yeah, it's just fine, Mr. Ricky.
Hey, what you been doing all winter? Looks like you put on a couple of pounds.
Fishing, mostly.
Well, that's what I figured. What do you think of Robinson by now?
Yeah, I like him better at second base and looking over my shoulder at shortstop.
Well, then you'd like him a whole lot better if I put him down at first.
You're going to bring him up to the Dodgers?
We could use him. He could help us win the pennant.
Can't say I didn't see it coming.
Well, you're a Southern boy. What do you think?
Out of the frying pan, into the fire?
That don't answer my question.
You got to remember, in the park where I grew up, there were no colored people allowed. They were all around, but I never had anything to do with them. I never shook the hand of a single colored person in my life.
You willing to give him a try?
I love this game. I don't want to do anything to mess it up.
How about the other fellas?
I can't speak for them.
You're the captain of this team.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Well, now, that's where you're going to be surprised. You see, I've been doing that my whole life.
Mr. Ricky kept me with the Royals all throughout spring training. But even so, the rumors were flying and trouble was in the air. Nobody said a word. They didn't have to. I could see it in the way they looked at me and how they all kept their distance.
Well, that was quite a show you put on out there today, Jack.
I'm still getting used to first base.
Well, from where I was sitting, you look great.
Thanks.
But what I want to know is, why haven't they moved you up to the Dodgers yet? I mean, opening day is right around the corner. I thought for sure they would have done something by now.
Nobody tells me anything. I just do what I'm told.
Well, that must be hard.
I just try to keep my mind on the game. Truth is, it's all I got.
See you around.
Lost, alone, and lonely, far away from family and friends. Had high aspirations, but low is somehow all I comprehend. I'm just a black fly on a soda straw in the middle of the deep blue sea. Time has packed its bags and gone on home. If loneliness was payday, I'd have enough to give the whole wide world alone. World alone, yeah. I'm just a hound dog in a kitty cat world, and someone's cut down all the trees. No one is lonely. world will never be the same. Never, no, yeah. I set about to change it. And if I suffer, there's only me to blame. Me to blame, yeah.
Now, Jack proved that he could play with the best of them in his minor league season with the Royals. But to fellas like Dixie Walker, the Dodgers' best hitter, none of that seemed to matter.
Hey, Pee-wee.
Yeah?
Bragan said he seen you talking to the old man the other day.
So?
What do you have to say?
I don't know. Nothing much.
What about Robinson?
What about him?
Well, he coming up to the Dodgers or not?
I don't know any more than you do.
I can tell you right now, I ain't playing on the same team with no Negro.
I don't think you got that much to say about it.
Oh, no? Well, that's where you're wrong. Here. Take a look at that.
What's that?
Petition. That's all the guys refuse to play if Robinson joins the Dodgers.
What good is that going to do?
Well, look at the players there. We got some of the best guys on the team right there. Casey, Higby, Bragan, not just Southerners either. Furillo signed, too.
All you're doing is asking for trouble.
You don't like the idea of playing with Robinson any better than I do.
How'd you know?
You know what I mean.
I just got out of the Navy. I need this job.
That's nothing but an excuse. You know what they're like. Lazy, shiftless, never met one yet, had a lick of sense.
I heard it all my life.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Here.
But we've been playing against Robinson for a week now. I ain't seen none of that in him.
He ain't that good.
What about that home run he hit off Higby Monday?
Yeah, he got lucky, that's
all.
And
the bunt in the game after that?
Yeah, you know, he's been doing all right here lately.
Now, if you want my advice, you best keep your nose out of other people's business.
So you won't sign?
Nope.
You're getting soft in your old age, Pee-wee.
Mr. Ricky waited until the game of the first major league season before he made his announcement. I played my first game as a Brooklyn Dodger on April 15, 1947. But it wasn't until we took a road trip to play the Cardinals in St. Louis that I really found out how bad it could be.
Well, what do you have to say for yourself, Jack?
There ain't no telling where you're going to pop up next, is there?
That's my job.
Mind, pass it down.
Something wrong with your leg?
Nah, it'll be fine.
So, how does it feel to finally be a Brooklyn Dodger?
Well, I never thought it would happen.
Oh, come on, I need a better quote than that.
How about, my mama used to read me stories every night before I went to bed. And they always had a happy ending. I didn't know true life could be that way. But now I know. Dreams do come true.
Dreams do come true. That's great. Whoa, gee whiz, man. When did that happen?
Fourth inning, when Slaughter hit into the double play.
Wait, he was out by a mile.
He spiked me anyway, for good measure.
There was no good reason for that.
The commissioner told him he was going to take him out the league if he refused to play. Had to get back at me some way.
Well, maybe you need to see a doctor about that leg.
Don't you worry about this.
Yeah, but it's bleeding down your socket.
Please, keep it to yourself.
But your ankles could fall off.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, what's going on?
There's a reporter here. He's just asking some questions.
Yeah, I was wondering about the reception Jackie was getting in the clubhouse. What can you tell me?
Well, we're getting along like biscuits and gravy, ain't we, Dixie?
Whatever you say.
We got a job to do here, and that's win the pennant. And the only way we can do that is by working together.
Dixie, you were quoted in the Times saying you wouldn't play on the same team as a Negro. Do you still feel that way?
Clayton.
I'm here, ain't I?
So you haven't asked to be traded.
I wouldn't push it if I were you.
Get this guy off my back, will
you? Don't get your dander.
So it's true.
No, I can tell you. There's no truth to that rumor whatsoever. Walker's a Brooklyn Dodger through and through, and he's not going anywhere.
For my part, I can say that Dixie's been a perfect gentleman, just like everyone else on the team. We've had no trouble at all.
So you all getting along fine?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Then maybe you wouldn't mind posing for a photograph. I mean, with all the talk about you two, a picture showing the both of you together might help to smooth things over.
Sounds like a good idea.
Great. Let's stand right over here.
What the heck you doing? I ain't standing up all buddy-buddy with Snowflake over there. Get my picture took.
It ain't that big a deal.
I got a hardware store in Alabama. What any folks down there going to say? They see that picture in the paper.
You back out now, and that reporter's going to tell everybody how you really feel about Robinson. You want to stay in Brooklyn, you best behave yourself.
Are you ready?
All set.
Great. Why don't the two of you stand right over here? A little closer together. Hey, Dixie, maybe you can put your arm around Jack.
This is going too far.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
I got an idea.
What?
Here, hold the bat like you're stepping up to the plate.
I ain't touching that boy.
You don't have to. Jack, hold on right here. What do you think?
Hey, I like it. Let's have a great big smile. That was great.
I got to see a man about a dog.
Thank you. And thank you, Jackie. Best of luck to you.
So you happy?
What?
You got what you wanted, didn't you?
I didn't want that picture took any more than Dixie did.
Don't give me that. You're here to prove a point. You and Mr. Ricky are going to cross the color line, and you don't care who you have to run over to do it.
I'm doing all I can just to get by.
That's not good enough. Your being here is turning this club into a sideshow. It's hard enough to win without all this going on.
Is that all you care about, winning some pennant?
What's wrong with that?
I'll risk my neck every time I step out on that field. You think I'm doing that just to help a bunch of crackers win a little flag?
So you've been beaned a couple times. You're a rookie. What'd you expect?
I can take whatever they dish out from the mound. And the spiking and the name calling, I can take that too.
What else is there?
Here. Look at these.
Robinson, we are going to kill you if you attempt to enter a ball game at Crosley Field. Note, we have already got rid of several like you. One was found in River just recently. Who are these from?
You think I know?
Did you show them to Mr. Ricky?
Yeah, but what's he going to do?
I don't know. We're going to be at Crosley Field, Cincinnati, day after tomorrow. Maybe you shouldn't play.
This ain't the first time this has happened.
You've gotten these before.
3 or 4 times, maybe.
Why didn't they tell us?
Probably didn't want you to worry. For the good of the team, don't you think?
These look pretty serious to me.
When you were a kid, did anybody ever tell you that you weren't good enough to make it to the big leagues?
Yeah, about every other day.
And why didn't you quit?
Probably should have. Guess it just made me work harder.
That's the way it is with me. The meaner they are, the more it makes me want to beat them.
A full house has turned out here today in the Queen City to see the league's leading Dodgers square up against their rivals, the Cincinnati Reds. As the players take the field, it's cheers and raspberries, both for the bombs from Brooklyn.
Nobody was cheering for me. As I looked into the stands, I didn't see one single friendly face.
Hey, look, it's that little colored boy.
Why don't you go back and think of kind of where you belong, Robinson?
On deck for Brooklyn is Pee-wee Reed.
Yes, Pee-wee, come on now.
Watch out now, Walters likes to throw him low and away.
Reese is crowding the play, covering the outside corner.
Come on, Bucky, give that river rat the door.
And there's the windup. And the pitch.
As much as I wanted to focus on the game, I could get those letters out of my mind. Every crack made me jump.
That's all right, Pee-wee. You'll get it next time.
Hey, look out, Reese.
Don't let any of that chocolate rub off on you.
You sure you want to go out there? They're sounding pretty ugly.
It's okay. Their bark is worse than their bite.
It's the top of the 6th inning. Up next is first baseman Jackie Robinson.
Hey, Robinson, how about a shine?
Robinson digs in his cleats. And there's the windup. And the pitcher.
There were extra police in the stands, but that didn't make me feel any better.
Guess that's why they call him the All-American Out.
Hey, go park my car, boy.
Oh, yoo-hoo! Pee-wee, Pee-wee, it's me, Loretta. Remember me? I'm your biggest fan.
That woman over there sure is making a racket.
Hey, Sambo, now you leave him alone.
And she thinks she's my biggest fan.
I know you hear me. You just ain't got sense enough to listen.
I ought to go straighten her out.
No, you better stay away from him, Pee-wee.
It's not worth it.
You don't know what kind of disease you might pick up.
You know, Jack, you're all right. I don't know why I didn't see it before, but as long as we're on the same team, we're brothers.
Huh. Pee-wee shook my hand, and that was all it took. The fighting and the name-calling, it all stopped, not forever, but for that one moment. For the first time in my life, I knew what was really important. Not the Hall of Fame or the World Series, but being part of the team.
I felt it when I met you, I felt it deep inside. It was surely gonna be a hell of a ride. I didn't like that feeling on account of my pride. But now I see for certain that it cannot be denied.
You got to do right, do right. You got to do right, do right. Neighbor and the better days are sure to come.
Raised by my mama, never done me harm. Used to pick me up in her big loving arms. Sing me in the morning, break me in the bed. She had a simple notion and this is what she said. You got to do right, do right. You got to do right, do right. Do right by your neighbor and the better days are sure to come.
Sermon, verse and chapter 2. Shout the true religion through and through. Tell me what you want to, or tell me that it's true. But nothing's gonna tell it half as much as what you do.
You got to do right. You got to do right.
You got to do right.
Do right by your neighbor, and the better days are sure to come.
It was on a Sunday after Sunday school, causing up a ruckus.
Do right.
Come your mama with a little golden rule.
You got to do right, do right. You got to do right, do right. Do right by your neighbor and the better days are sure to come.
We're Mad River Theater Works from Zanesfield, Ohio. My name is Bob Lucas.
Rayford Faircloth from Macon, Georgia, heading back home to Dry Ridge, Kentucky tomorrow.
I am Charles Wesley Lattimore, Jr. from Orlando, Florida.
I'm Sadie Faircloth from Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm heading back with him to Dry Ridge, Kentucky tomorrow.
I'm Chris Westhoff from Darien, Connecticut.
And I'm Stephen Rice from Atlanta, Georgia.
Did you all enjoy the show? Well, give this fabulous cast another big round of applause. And as you go out, we want you to take this message with you and make sure you spread it abroad. So turn to the person sitting next to you and say, neighbor,
neighbor,
do right by me.
Do right by me.
And the better days are sure to come.
And the better days are sure to come.
Thank you. And good night.
All right.
Thanks to Bob Lucas and all the players with Mad River Theater Works, a professional theater company based in the rural village of Zanesfield in Logan County, Ohio. For decades, it has been their mission to make and produce plays with original music that define our place. In the same light, they also produce plays that endeavor to understand complex urban issues from a non-urban point of view. Information about the company can be found at madrivertheater.org. Thanks again to Tim Berger of Exceptional Sounds, who recorded, mixed, and mastered this performance. Thanks to WYSO's many volunteers and their abiding dedication to this local public radio station. And on behalf of all of us at WYSO, thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting 91.3 WYSO. Community radio for the Miami Valley and beyond.
He can throw. He brings to the field a style that's rare. It's a code of honor beyond compare. First class all the way. Oh, he's dynamite.
You never hear him cussing. You never see him fight.
He's a shy, talking, straight shooting son of a gun. Tell me what's his name?
Jackie Robinson.
He's a gentleman.
Gentleman Jackie Robinson,
he's a gentleman.
Gentleman Jackie Robinson.
After five scoreless innings, first baseman Jackie Robinson gets the Royals off to a good start with a hard grounder between short and third.
Hey, pitcher, you better watch me now or I might just steal second.
Oh, Robinson takes a long lead off of first.
Leaning off first, I'm ready to fly. Watching that pitcher out the corner of my eye. He takes a look, his foot slips back.
You better get back to the sack, Jack.
It's too late, it's too late. Oh no, I gotta go.
Caught halfway in the second by the pitcher's throw.
Nothing left to do, gotta run it out. Back and forth, hear the people shout.
He's a gentleman.
I'll beat you if I can.
Gentleman Jackie Robinson.
He's a gentleman.
I'll beat you if I can.